With today's Frugrower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The estimates are out for this year's apple crop, and in spite of the heat and drought conditions, the crop is expected to be up 2.3% from last year. Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney says the numbers include the newer varieties, but old standards like the Red and Golden Delicious, too.
Those legacy varieties are still popular and are still out there, but we're seeing a much more diverse apple crop than we did in prior years, as well as continued strength in the organic sector, where we're looking at about just over 12% of the total crop being produced to organic certification. So a lot of those other newer varieties have taken on a much more prominent role than they did in the past.
Like Devaney says, the Cosmic Crisp, up now to 3% of the total crop.
We can see some fairly rapid change in the tree fruit sector. You know, it does take a while to have trees come into full production to establish an orchard, but our industry is moving rapidly to keep pace with changing consumer tastes and to implement newest varieties that can be produced most efficiently.
Organic numbers, Devaney says, held steady, but continue to influence the industry.
The story in the orchards is that the difference between organic and conventional production continues to narrow. You know, the practices that folks learn in organic production get applied in conventional production as well.
Gala apples are again projected to be the most produced variety at 21%, followed by Red Delicious at 16% of the total crop. And this has been today's Frugrower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.